Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Well, it's Christmas time.
2 days away. It's Christmas Eve tomorrow. Yeah,
we're recording this on the 23rd.
I know. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
For the second best season of the year.
I say third. I quite like Easter.
Oh, yeah, you get chocolate,
don't you? You get loads of chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, third best season of the year.
I'm trying to think. Is there another?
Apparently so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there you go. It's Christmas time.
Christmas
We have got
time.
A Christmas film today to review. We've also got The Killer Clowns from Outer Space to review. We'll get to that soon. But first, I thought we'd start off with 2022.
Yeah,
so I've got a list here. Films that are coming out in 2022.
I'm pleased you have, because I don't have one.
Good. Oh, yet again. Do you know what? I'm saving the podcast. I'm sick of it.
Did you brief me on this, or have I completely messed up this week?
Yeah, I reckon I did, you know.
Did you? What, you briefed me? Promise?
Oh, I don't know. It's Christmas. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's fine.
It's all right anyway. So I've got a list here. I want you to give me, out of 10, how excited are you for them?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So, in 2022, we've got Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 7.
Oh, that's quite low.
I know.
So, the old cast are returning, but this time, the killer is understand victims who have had some kind of connection to previous killers.
Yeah. Now, the reason I'm giving it a 7 is because I have a really bad feeling I'm going to be disappointed in the ending.
Oh, do you reckon?
I think there's too much hype. I think they have to do something so spectacular, and I've just got this feeling it's going to be like, oh, is that it?
I've heard some good things, though.
But there's been a million theories, isn't there?
Yeah, there's rumours it's going to be an old character. There's going to be rumours that...
Exactly.
It's going to be a killer that's previously appeared.
Exactly.
Know.
And statistically, I can guarantee I've read the ending already. Because everyone,
really?
Yeah, because there's a million theories out there. So I must have read
it
already.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. At some point, I see what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a 7. It's still high. 7. Look, I know. I'm still going to be.
Me. 10 for me.
I'm going to be sat there in the cinema in my ghost face outfit, chucking popcorn around and going batshit crazy over it.
Yeah.
But in my heart, I'm a little bit like, oh.
And then you're going to be sectioned, aren't you?
Completely, yeah.
Again.
Again. They'll send me back. It's fine.
Yeah, you'll be all
they
right.
They love me there. It's fine.
So what about this one?
Go on.
Halloween Ends.
10!
Halloween Ends.
Did I shout loud enough?
You did.
10, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where Halloween Ends next takes the franchise.
I hope it doesn't end.
Will it be the true ending of Michael Myers?
No. No. And if it is, I will be so pissed off.
I mean, they could, because it could just be another timeline, couldn't it?
Well, they've killed him before, haven't they? Oh. Well, apparently, but then...
At least 12 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's another 10 for me. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Kills, but I'm interested to see where it'll go.
Oh, you know Kills is my favourite film of the year anyway. So this one, I'm going to be there in the front seat. Probably not wearing a Michael Myers outfit, though.
No.
Because that would be a bit weird. But I'll be going back to
Scream
crazy.
Scream on's fine.
Chucking my guacamole about it again, like I did in Kills.
Guacamole? Oh, you're so southern.
Southern, how dare you?
Up north, we throw popcorn.
Oh, I'm a Midlander, really. So, kind of, I'm stuck in the middle.
Fair enough. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, God. You know what? I am actually really looking forward to this. I'm going to... you're going to hate me for this. I'm going to give it an 8, so I know it's higher than Scream.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
I was agreeing with 8, but then as soon as you mentioned the Scream thing.
Yeah, I know. I think the reason I'm looking forward to it is it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
I can sit in my pyjamas and just watch it and enjoy it. And I don't have to like, oh, God, I've got to go out. Yeah. I've got to drive to the cinema. I've got to buy snacks. I can just raid the fridge, sit there and wallow in my pyjamas.
I am looking forward. Hey, up to now, you know, Halloween, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Scream. 2022 is looking good.
I'm going to have a great time. I can't wait.
How about this one? I'll throw a curveball. Hocus Pocus 2. Are you a fan of the original?
Yeah, I am. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 6.
So all the old cast are back. Not really horror, but I thought I'd mention it.
I mean, it is fun, but I'm not going to be like queuing up to watch it. If it's on Netflix or somewhere, I'll watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I wouldn't go to the cinema.
This is an interesting one. Now, I don't know an awful lot about this one, so it's hard to get excited, but it's called Nope.
Right,
and
yes.
It's the one, the latest film written and directed by Mr. Jordan Peele.
And do you know why I'm excited about this one?
Yeah.
Because I haven't got a fucking clue what it's about. Nobody
else. There's no information about it.
Nothing. Have you seen the poster?
Yeah, but that's all that's been released so far. It's a poster and a cast list.
It's a cloud, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think it's like a cloud of me. It gives away nothing. So it could be literally anything, but they've completely done a good job with this. They've sucked everybody in. And I am all for it, but I have no idea what it's about.
No. I do like Jordan Peele, though.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember a little Drew Barrymore film in the 80s called a Stephen King novel called... she starts fires?
Carrot? No.
No, it was about a girl who starts fires.
Yes!
Starter, is it?
It's not called Firestarter, is it?
It's a Firestarter.
Or is it Firestarter?
It?
Yeah, it was Stephen King. I can even picture the front. It's a very young Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
With the flames behind her. That was the front cover.
Have you ever seen it?
I think I might have done, but I've forgotten it.
No, I've not. But yeah, there's going to be a Blumhouse remake or a reboot.
Now that I'll watch.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll go for that. Yeah.
Another one, a sequel to Orphan.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm not a fan of that film.
Oh, okay.
Not a big fan. Everyone raves about it, and I'm like,
they do. I mean, it was a cracking ending. I did like the ending.
I can't even remember how it ended, if I'm honest with you.
Well, it's basically a couple who adopt a little girl, isn't it?
Yeah, but she's
and they find out it's a grown woman. Yeah,
it's a grown woman. Yeah. And I think there has been a case like that in real life, hasn't there?
Really? I mean, that's quite terrifying, isn't it?
It's a bit creepy, isn't it? Yeah, I like the whole idea of it. I just didn't really get into the film that much.
No.
Nah, so...
There's a big list here. There's hundreds and hundreds, but I'm just picking out the highlights.
No, I'm loving this game.
Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one a 2. I've seen a bit of footage. I'm not very excited, but we'll see. It
thing
could be good.
I will say is I have seen the Jeepers Creepers character from this new film, and I'm not that impressed straight away.
No,
I'm not like, wow, he looks good. I'm like, okay.
Looks like a student film to me, but you never know.
Love the first one. Second one's okay, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I think I'll give that about 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'll get it.
In excitement levels.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this one? It's coming to Hulu in 2022. Hellraiser.
Oh, I am actually. I'm looking forward to it.
A full-on remake.
I'm all for that. I'll go up there with an 8.
It's got to be an 8 or 9, hasn't it?
It's got to be, yeah.
I'm alone with this one. Evil Dead Rises.
9.
It would be a 10, but no Bruce.
Yeah, that's going to make me sad, but I still think it'll be fine. I'm going to get sucked into it anyway. I love it.
So that one, if you can remember, it's about a group of girls who move into a student house, is it?
And yes.
In the attic, they find the book.
The book.
The Book of Dead.
I love it.
Yeah, looking forward. Yeah. So there you go. There's loads of other ones coming up. They're all the main ones.
And I can't wait to get our teeth into them and we can give them a good review.
2022 is looking pretty decent, isn't it?
As long as they don't put us in lockdown and we can't get to the cinema, we'll be fine.
It's looking promising.
Yeah.
Last couple of days are looking a bit more promising.
Yeah, I think Bojo's too scared to put us in a lockdown because he had a party last year, but you know.
Yeah. He had a little bit of cheese, didn't he?
Yeah, cheese and wine and a little
and
quiz.
Wine.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Oh, at least he had a good time.
Right. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we agreed to send each other a Secret Santa.
Oh, God, yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Now, I have to confess, and I've confessed to you today, and what I was going to do today is pretend to all our people who tune into the podcast that I'm opening it for the first time, but I have actually opened mine.
That's naughty, isn't it?
But at least I'm being honest. At least I'm being honest.
And you know what? I've been so, so good. I've even prepped mine. I've cut the tape away from the sides and that, but I've not looked in it.
Oh, I'm excited to see what you get. But yeah, you sent me some crackers. Now, you sent me a Christmas card. I mean, you proper went all out.
Oh, yeah.
You put paper on and... I didn't. I did the bloke thing of putting everything in a box.
I tell you what, though, the fact that you've actually put it in a box is a step up, because I remember a Christmas where my other half bought me a Christmas present and literally just chucked it in a bag and gave it to me.
He's in it.
Still had the tag on the bag. So
Yeah, I was impressed and a little bit ashamed when he opened yours.
Oh, it's fine. So I think that's a girl thing.
There's a card, which again is something I've not done.
Rubbish.
I got excited about the card. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Nice.
Really
isn't
kind.
It?
Really kind to send a card.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I opened it. She's only sent me the cast of the fucking shit Ghostbusters film.
And is there an issue with that?
Yeah, a big issue.
I put a lot of thought into that, Andrew. How dare you?
But yeah, it's very much appreciated.
No, that's fine. I had to be cruel a little bit, and it was a Moonpig job, and I thought he's gonna fucking hate that, and it's funny.
It was funny.
It's funny. You'll have to tweet it.
I will. I'll send a picture out. But also to add to that picture of the Ghostbusters, there's a little bit of news that I'll tell you now.
Ooh.
So there's a Blu-ray of all the Ghostbusters films out. When Afterlife's out in December.
Yeah.
And they've included Ghostbusters 1.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 2 and Afterlife.
Amazing.
And the director's been tweeting the 2016 one that it's disgusting how we're being treated. It's like it's all coming back to 2016 again.
It's disgraceful. Discrimination, yeah. I'm telling you.
People are not happy, but yeah, love me card.
Good, I hope you put that up on the mantelpiece so everyone can see when they come around your house.
It's up. And then there was two little presents in there.
Yeah.
And it was a rubber duck. Two rubber ducks.
That sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah,
But there was no effort there at all.
A used rubber duck.
Two used rubber ducks.
No, they were great. They're called Tubbs.
I love Tubbs so much.
Tubbs. And you got me a Stay Puft Marshmallow one and a Peter Venkman one.
I mean, I had to get two, didn't I? And I know I know it's not exactly horror, but I know you love Ghostbusters. And haven't you got some Tubbs already?
Yeah, I think I've got a Jaws one.
Somewhere. Yes, I think
you've got two Jaws ones, yeah.
I'm sure you put it on our chat one day that you'd have got them already, and I really, really love them. I need to get some myself. They're great fun.
No, I love them, and that'll probably be the only two horror gifts I get.
You're going to have the most fun bath time ever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Brilliant.
So in yours, even though you made more of an effort, I sent you three. So.
Oh, God, now I feel shit.
Yeah, you should.
You're just going to make me feel shit.
And there's
shit
one, I'll give you a little hint. It's something that was in my room that we've talked about countless times. And I hope you realise how kind I am, are you?
You better be. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. And I've given it to you.
Can I open?
You can open.
I'm just going to pop my phone down for one sec. Okay. I'm going to balance you on my can of Monster. There we go. So I've pre-prepared. I've already got rid of the tape. Oh, you are good at packing, though. Oh!
It's safe.
Oh, my pop vinyls.
Yes, you've got two there, yeah.
I'm not going to open that yet. There's a bubble-wrapped present, but I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah, open that one.
Teen Wolf and Candyman.
Yeah.
How fucking cool was Teen Wolf in the 80s?
Teen Wolf is awesome.
It is the best, and I
again,
not
technically horror,
it.
But...
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it?
I know
it?
You're an 80s girl.
I'm an 80s fan through and through. And Candyman, thank you so much. They're so cool.
They are cool. They're pretty cute, aren't they?
I sent you a fucking rubber duck. Oh, God.
Oh, don't be daft.
No, I know.
And the main one. Go on, open it up. Tell everyone what you've got.
I have got you have bubble wrapped the hell out of it. I love it. So I'm going to assume it's really delicate. Oh, my God. I think I know what it is. Oh, my God. You're the best.
Yay.
I actually feel really bad now. It's the gate clock.
It is.
So now, I might have
you give me
on
a lot of flack. Yeah, you give me a lot of flack when I kept that.
I might have banged on about this quite a lot in one of our previous podcasts where we got some lovely gifts sent to us and you had the gate clock. And because it's like literally one of my favourite films from the 80s. Yeah. I may have been a bit jealous and made you feel like crap about it. But you've been so kind.
Pretty shit. Well,
there you go.
And send it to me. Thank you so much. I'm really chuffed with mine.
And that'll look excellent in your new house.
Oh, it will.
Your little horror room.
Going to go pride of place in my horror. It's a really nice clock, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Really high quality.
It's beautiful. Oh, thanks so much. That's made my day. And do you know what the nice thing is? This is going to be the only Christmas present I get to open.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah,
that's quite sad.
It is a little
Everyone send Deborah a Christmas present.
Everyone send me a Christmas present. I have a list. I'm happy to send it out to people. No, I'm joking. It's because, obviously, because me and my partner have now got to be adults. Yeah. We're being really boring and buying house things instead and saving our money.
Everything comes to a stop, doesn't it?
Oh, grown-ups and, oh, God. Yeah, it's really boring. So I really appreciate this. It's my only present to open, and it's horror, so it's great. So thank you.
Cool. No worries.
Love it.
Right, should we move on to our first film?
Oh, let's do it. Which one are you picking?
Should we go Black Christmas?
Let's do it.
Black Christmas.
Mother's taking a place up at Mon Holly's. Anyone else want to come?
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
Great. How about you, Claire?
No thanks, Barb. I've made some other plans.
Listen, you pervert, why don't you go over to Lamb of Kai? They could use a little of this.
Okay, what did you think of this one? This one came out of the blue, didn't it?
I was going to say, this one kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I'd heard of it, but I didn't give it too much of a second thought. And I know there was a couple of remakes that had been in the pipework. But Christmas film, I always go to Krampus and Gremlins. They're my two go-to films. Or Die Hard, you know, you've got to squeeze that in there. And I don't really tend to have time for anything else unless it's a Muppets Christmas Carol as well.
Yeah, that's very true. You do tend to stick to the same Christmas films, don't you? I always have done.
Do it every year. They are my four go-to films.
There's always a list, yeah.
So
yeah,
you
definitely
threw this little curveball and you said, give this a watch.
And you know what? It's only because on an episode of Our Little Island, Amar said this was one of his favourite Christmas films.
Yeah.
And then I read a little bit more into it. I've always heard of it and I thought, oh, I should watch that.
Absolutely.
But then I read articles saying it's the scariest film of all time and it's up there and very, very impressive. So the story follows a group of sisters who receive threatening phone calls and are eventually stalked and murdered by a deranged killer during the Christmas season.
Yeah.
And he is deranged. His phone calls in particular.
I mean, he's batshit crazy nuts, isn't he?
That's what makes him so scary, though, you know.
But he's real.
Very real, yeah.
Very real. This kind of took me back to When a Stranger Calls. That kind of feeling, it was...
And I enjoyed that, but I think this is the next level.
I think this took it up a notch, didn't it?
Yeah,
this
definitely
really did take it up a notch. I mean, this guy is... Let's start with those phone calls.
Yeah, so there's something threatening about phone calls, especially back in the day.
Yeah.
On your old phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
The one where you pick up kids, you probably don't even remember them.
Yeah, I think it was a thing back in the 80s, you know, the heavy breathing phone calls. That I don't know why it was a thing, but it was.
Did you see it? Because people had phoned from a phone box. Again, people have probably never heard of phone boxes now. You put your quid in and once it had run out, the phone call had stopped.
Yeah, completely.
But yeah.
But I think in the 80s it used to happen a lot. You used to get some weird and wacky phone calls. But this took it to the next level.
And I think that's why he was scared, because you could tell from the phone calls he was clearly nuts.
I mean, psychotic. Completely psychotic.
His language was really colourful, especially for a film in the 70s.
Well, I think I sent you a message saying, I'm not a prude, you know. I swear like the fucking best of them. But
I swear like the fucking best of them. Great
but
quote.
But even this took it to the next level. I mean, some of the stuff they were saying, I was like that. Did they actually speak like this in the 70s?
Used the C word, Emma.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Even now, it's frowned upon, isn't it?
I mean, the way he spoke to these young ladies about their PUSSYs, I was like, what the hell? Yeah.
I've got two cats.
Yeah, that's obviously what he meant.
but yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, mate, it was really good. Really, really good.
So I don't know if you picked up on what he was saying. He mentioned an Agnes.
Yeah, Billy and Agnes.
Yeah, but Agnes is never introduced, which again shows that he's clearly got a lot of issues.
So yeah. Now
go on.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, so Agnes again isn't really mentioned. She's not seen, but in the remake she is, and it's his sister.
Okay.
It was remade twice. 2006 and 2019.
Yeah, I did start making. I did start watching the 2019 remake the other day.
Oh, okay.
I will be honest. I got a little bit bored and turned it off.
I'm not surprised. It will never hold up to something like this.
Absolutely not. This is a banger.
But love all the suspense. The suspense is done perfectly.
Oh, it's just eerie. You never really see him. It's those phone calls. Honestly, that I put it all down to those creepy ass phone calls. It was terrifying. Yes. But I had a little look. Apparently the actor who did the voiceover for the phone calls, he did it on his head. So he was upside down.
Oh, right.
As he recorded it.
That's quite clever.
He said he did it because it crushed the thorax. Yeah, he pressed the thorax and it made the sound even creepier. So he did the whole thing on his head. It's quite clever, I suppose. Different. Excellent. But yeah. I think to me that the whole thing is this guy has just come into this person's house and he's a psycho and he's obviously in the attic the entire time. But he's real. He's a real person. He could be out there. He's a normal person.
There was no reason for it, was it?
Literally normally, no reason.
The killer's got a motive. This guy was just nuts, And they're out there, folks.
Oh, can I tell you a little true story now?
Yeah, sure.
So this happened to me when I was 13 years old, and I don't know why. When I watched this, it kind of brought it back to me. So when I was 13 years old, my parents lived in a little semi-detached house in a lovely little town in the middle of nowhere. And back then in the day, it was the early 90s, we used to just leave the back doors open at night,
go
to bed, never even thought of it. True story, one night, an intruder came into our home. And he didn't, it was really weird because he didn't actually steal anything of value. My mother was an ancillary, so she helped children with learning difficulties. He stole all her coursework and paperwork that she had. He stole every key to the house. He stole a camera and a couple of other bits. But the weird thing, he sat in our kitchen and had some of my dad's beer and a biscuit.
Jesus.
Gets weirder. Comes upstairs. Outside my bedroom is a laundry basket and it had all my dirty laundry in. He empties this onto the landing, takes some of my clothing, walks into my bedroom while I'm still asleep.
This
is weird. And he proceeds to try to dress me while I slept. So he laid across me a jumper, a skirt. He even put the socks over my feet. He didn't put them on me. He kind of laid them across me. And he did this. Yeah, he did this while I was asleep. My dad then wakes up and he runs out the house. Yeah, just reminded me of that.
That's
they're out there.
Weird. Yeah.
Scary ass psychos. And it always made me think, like, what would have happened if I'd woken up?
Jesus.
Yeah, they never caught him. He's still out there, folks, you know.
He's still out there putting socks on people.
Sleep easy tonight. But yeah, for me, that was the whole thing about this film, that there are real people like that out there. Real psychopaths.
Creepy, wasn't it?
And there he was in their attic the whole time.
Excellent. Stars in it as well.
Yeah, it really did, didn't it?
It had the cop from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, Nancy's daddy.
Yeah, Nancy's dad was there.
He was there.
Mr. John Saxon. Olivia Hussey.
Yeah.
Who played Audrey in the original Lift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember Audrey at the end on the bike?
Absolutely.
She was in a coma and was woke up by a bike ride. Fuck the NHS, I get it wrong every year. Just do that. And Margot Kidder, who was Lois in Superman.
Lois Lane. Yeah. Straight away, that was the first person I spotted. I was sat there going, oh my God, it's Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proper 80s films.
Yeah. But to me as well, for a film I haven't seen, it's an instant classic.
Oh, God.
And how often can you say that?
It was made so well. It was so eerie. You know, it's really hard. It must be hard to make an eerie film with Christmas in the background as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. I loved it.
I can't praise it enough.
Yeah, I can't really, to be honest.
Really, really pleased that we watched it.
I think it's hard as well. You know, it's so easy to make a Freddy figure or a Michael Myers figure, but to just put somebody out there that's so real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what terrified me. So it worked really well.
And he's still out there, isn't he?
Still out there.
I quite like endings like that. I'm quite sick like that, where, you know, he's got away with it, basically, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it left it over for a sequel. They've never done it. They've done remakes, never done a sequel.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Loved it. How are we going to score this one?
It's got to be high for me. It's got to be a high one. I have got a figure written down in front of me, and I have given it an 8.2.
Very good.
Very good film. Impressed.
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go 8.9.
Oh, it's very high.
I think it was that good.
It was good, to be fair. Really enjoyed it. I think it does deserve a high score.
Yeah, definitely.
What a banger.
So anyone who hasn't seen that, please, it's actually free on YouTube.
Yeah.
Watch it on YouTube. So there you go.
Yeah, I strongly suggest everybody watches it.
Have you got any news this week?
I do.
Okay. Would you like to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
If you want, I'll get mine out the way. So this week they've actually released the digital version of I'm going back to Halloween Kills again. I'm obsessed, aren't I? But they have an alternate ending. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Have you not? So this whole alternative ending, it just adds a little bit on. So at the end, obviously, Karen gets killed, doesn't she?
Yes.
Just spoiler alert, everybody. Sorry about that.
Everyone's
seen it. Everybody's seen it.
Everyone was planning on watching that tonight. I'm deeply sorry.
But on this version, Karen's phone rings and it cuts to Laurie Strode calling her from Haddonfield Memorial Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
The phone picks up and we can hear Michael breathing on the other end of the line. And that confirms to Laurie that, unfortunately, her worst fears have been realised and her daughter has likely been killed.
Okay.
And she speaks down to the phone for him. She's like, I'm coming for you, Michael, drops the phone and walks out the hospital. But I think the reason they cut it was because Halloween Ends is going to be set four years later.
Right.
And it kind of takes away from something away from that, because it kind of suggests that Laurie drops the phone and goes to battle with Michael Myers, when in fact we're going to skip 4 years ahead.
Have a bit of a break.
They had a bit of a break. But got me thinking, what do you think Michael's been up to for 4 years?
A little cruise, maybe.
I think he might have had a little holiday.
Little cruise.
Maybe he got himself a little part-time job.
Maybe.
I mean, got to earn a living
in Greggs, do you think?
Yeah, he's behind the counter at Greggs.
Yeah.
Just putting some pocket money aside for some new blue overalls and maybe new knife.
I'd watch that film.
He does need a new mask as well, so he does need to get a job.
Yeah, true. And they're not cheap, are they?
God, no, not at all.
Bloody 60 quid trick-or-treat studios.
Well, that's a few days at work, isn't it?
Definitely.
If he's hourly paid or salaried.
So there you go.
Those
are the facts. He works in Greggs.
The film coming soon to a cinema near you.
I'd watch it. Yeah, I quite like that ending, though.
Yeah, it's a good ending, I think. I can understand why they didn't use it.
Yeah, most definitely.
But yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, give it a watch anyway, because it is out there, this alternate ending. Let me know what you think.
Okay, and in my news, the writer of Spiral, our friend of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Dahlberg, is it?
I don't know, you can't even say his name right. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, but he follows us and he listens in every so often. I hope he didn't listen to the Spiral episode. But
yeah, let's pray.
Yeah. Is he still our friend?
Probably not. He's like that. How do I block these people from my Spotify account?
But he says he's wrote the brand new movie and fans of John Kramer will love it.
Oh, I am a John Kramer fan.
Yeah, so is he back in some way?
He better be. But then
there you go.
You'd have to skip back, wouldn't you? Because he's actually dead.
Oh, don't ruin it.
Well, he is. Everyone knows that. Those Saw fans. It's a horror film. Died. Yeah, I know.
You never know.
You never know. But I mean, they're such intelligent. They're such intelligent films, and the storylines are brilliant. So he's got to come up with something good.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to that, though.
No, I'm looking forward to that one. That'd be great.
Yeah, okay. And we'll move on to our Hall of Fame.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hall of Fame. And this is our final ever Hall of Fame.
It's kind of sad, isn't it? It's like an end of an era.
So this is our final results. And we won't be picking a new one for this week.
Oh.
Sorry.
I know.
But we'll come back with a brand new format.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
It will be bigger and better. It'll be fine.
It will.
And maybe I won't lose all the fucking time.
You will.
I know. But, I know.
yeah, our new format, everyone can interact and everything. So
it's going to be great. It'll be good. It's going to be great.
Okay. So from last week, you chose Pinhead rather than Panically.
Can I confess why I chose Pinhead?
Nope.
No, okay.
Let's just leave it at that. So funny. I listened back to it the other day. And it sounded to me like you've lost again. And you just went big and thought, oh, fuck it. Pinhead, the first thing you said.
That's not what happened.
Go on, then.
Right, so I didn't panic. I did panic. I had written in front of me Krampus's Bell because it tied in nicely with a film that we were reviewing that week. And it made perfect sense. What threw me off, and look, I'm a professional podcaster. I try and keep the show going despite the craziness of my life around me. Because you know what it's like. Stuff happens while you're recording.
Oh,
people are walking and trying to talk to you and you're stood there mouthing at them to fuck off. No, my dog decided to have a shit right in front of me at that very moment and I didn't know what to do and I just blurted out the first thing that was in my head and that was Pinhead.
Pinhead.
So I blame him for my panic.
You can blame him because you lost again.
Oh, don't.
You got 40% for Pinhead. And Brains from Gremlins 2 got 60%.
To be fair, I do love Brains from Gremlins. And
I would have said Pinhead was better, though.
But people probably didn't have a lot of, confidence in my choice, considering I panicked so much. They probably listen and go, what? Because my dog's having a poo in front of me and keeping complete eye contact the whole time with me. And I panicked. So, well done, you. Well done. Woo.
And I will say, at least 800 people tweeted and said, if she'd have chosen the thing from Krampus, they would have voted for
I know. Probably would have done, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, you let everyone down.
So, I have lost for the final time ever. Ever.
It's kind of ironic, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
that's
quite
to
funny.
End on a victory.
Yeah, well done, you.
So those are all the five. We've been doing that since June.
Yes, we have. And that dog in the background is mocking me, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Called you a horrible name. I won't repeat it. But there you go. Bastard.
Lovely. Well done.
Should we move on to our next film?
Oh, yes, please, let's.
It was a night like any other night. Then something happened. You see that? Something different.
It's the shooting star.
Why here? Why now? Why clowns? They've been knocking them dead all over the universe.
Now, you watched this afternoon, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So this is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Wow.
Right. So I saw this when I was about 10.
Okay.
I'd say. I didn't remember a great deal from it, but I remember being terrified, thinking it was the scariest film ever.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
It's really, really not.
Have you seen it before? Have you come across this before?
I mean, I've come across it. I've heard of it. I've seen the poster. I've seen the merchandise, which
in the video shop always comes to mind. I've seen it in the video shop. It was always there.
Absolutely. And I've always looked at it and gone, why the fuck would somebody want to watch that?
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm honest, because it does look ridiculous. Freaking mental. To the point, I'll say this now, I messaged you because I actually paid for it on Amazon Prime because I thought I'd treat myself. I'll put it on the big screen. And yeah. It's my partner pays for the account and he sent me a screenshot going, what the fuck are you watching? And it was just the little invoice of, and it said, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I was like, yeah, I'm not making it up. That is actually what I'm watching right now.
How do you explain that one?
How do you explain that? He thinks I'm tapped in the head, honestly. But yeah, so yeah, I'd seen it. I mean, there's so much merchandise and stuff. And I know it's got a massive cult following.
Yeah.
And I sat and had the time of my life, Andrew.
Really?
I thought it was brilliant.
I am so shocked.
You are so shocked, aren't you?
I mean, you're totally right.
Oh, am I? Okay.
I agree with you. Yeah.
You do agree with me.
Oh, of course, but I'm just surprised that you liked it.
I really did. I feel like, right, I watched it and I sat there for a while and I felt like I had to process it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually understand. I was like, do I love it? Do I love it? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And then I just, do you know what? I know I did in my heart because I know I'll watch it again.
Mad one, eh?
And I have already priced up the merchandise and planned my purchases.
Yes. Are you buying the gun?
The gun, you can't get it in the UK, can you?
I think you could at some point, but it's just like completely sold out now. That's what I want to talk about. The popularity of this film.
It's huge. I've seen so many collectors. They've got all the masks and everything. And I'm like, they do look cool. I mean, the merchandise looks freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand why there was this massive hysterical love for it. But I kind of do now. I feel like I'm one of them crazy people and I'm going to have a cabinet full of clown heads.
There's groups on Facebook. There's groups you can join online.
Yeah.
You can join the fan club.
It's huge, isn't it?
Let's face it, it's absolutely shite. But in the most glorious, glorious, glorious way. It's adorable, yeah, really.
It is a glorious way, and it's in a way only the 80s can do. You can't do it anymore. That will never happen again now. It only happened in the 80s.
Oh, God. It'd just be trashed, wouldn't it?
It'd be absolutely... Like, people would be out of jobs and stuff.
definitely. Definitely.
But it's so special. I mean, the acting is horrific, but...
On purpose. Yeah. Totally on purpose.
Absolute dog shit acting. But if it was Oscar worthy acting, it just wouldn't work.
No, no, no. So it's a play on, you know, all the old films in the 50s, the attack of the 80-foot woman and...
Killer Tomatoes and all that kind of stuff.
The Killer Tomato.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Just, yeah, yeah. It's wow. Just out there. And the sets and Killer Clowns were extremely cheap. You could tell, you know.
It was like
they were made out of polystyrene. And
yeah, completely. It was like watching Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory on crack or something. It was mental.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was nuts.
But it starts off like a tent, a big circus tent lands on a field, doesn't it?
As they do.
And an old man comes along with his dog, the most stubborn old man.
That bloke. Gang,
tooting.
Yeah, what in tarnations is going on here? I was like, oh my god. He was horrific. Yeah, but in such a beautiful way. It's so
it was great.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And then you've got obviously your Mike and Debbie. The young lovers who go to some kind of weird I don't know, it's an American thing, isn't it? It's like somewhere where the cars hang out and they make out and it's a team thing in America.
Normally on top of a hill, isn't it? Or
yeah, I think we're off a cliff edge. It's the UK's equivalent of a dogging spot or something. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's true, can't
argue. It's kind of true. Yeah, those obviously the worst acting ever as well. But they go on this little adventure in their tent, don't they?
They do. And... the doors open and just some of the lines are just hilarious and all done on purpose. So a line was, what kind of circus is this?
Oh, brilliant. Oh, the one that got me is when Debbie turns around to Mike and she goes, the shooting star we went to look at, we're in it now. I'm like, how the hell have you just figured that out? You looked at a shooting star, now you're in a clown's tent and you've literally gone, we're in the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bit far-fetched.
Why are they shooting popcorn at us? Because they're clowns.
My God. And they really are. They're all, like, I love how, like, each clown's individual and it's got its own look about it and its own... Oh, it's just brilliant.
So it only cost just under 2 million.
No, what? It cost that much?
Yeah, but you can tell. And the most expensive prop was actually the gun, because they had gone.
Oh, did they? Yeah, oh, the guns are great. I need a gun cabinet with just those in it.
Yeah,
I'd have the time of my life. Honestly, it was just, oh.
It was great.
I don't even know what to say about it. My mind's boggled. It's so funny because I went on Google just to see if I could find some facts on it. And you know, you get Google search and it says people also ask. Top questions that people ask about the film. The top question was, is Killer Clowns from Outer Space real?
Oh, okay.
Is it real? I thought I'd ask you. I'm not too sure.
It is. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a true life. It's a documentary, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so that little fact, that made me laugh.
Did you like the ice cream guys?
The what, sorry?
The guys in the ice cream van?
Oh, the ice cream van. Yeah, they were funny, weren't they? The
main objective in life is to meet a woman with big boobs.
I mean, isn't that most blokes' objective in life? Fact.
There's a bit at the end where there's two clowns with big boobs.
Oh, God, where they inflate.
Yeah.
Oh, I cringed.
And one of the lines was, are you such a body sister?
Oh, God.
Because that's the only reason why they went in the end, wasn't it?
It was absolutely hilarious. Even everything was stereotyped, wasn't it? Even the bikers in their leather jackets having a fight.
Oh, the bikers was cool.
That was a fun scene. I quite like that scene.
Yeah, I like that.
It was absolutely hilarious. But, my favourite thing in the whole thing was the balloon dog. Can you remember the balloon dog? And they blew up this balloon dog and it kind of came to life and it was, following the scent of the humans or whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. Was a puppet show as well.
Oh, the puppet show was brilliant. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and where they did the shadow puppets.
Yes.
With these little things. Oh, I mean, very, very talented. Very good. But I think one of my favourite things, it was a bit more of a dark side, where he used him as a human puppet, that police officer.
That was quite scary, wasn't it?
That was quite weird. It reminded me of Billy from Saw. He had like the lines and the rosy cheeks. And then he actually pulled his hand out of his back and it was like, okay, that's actually gone a little bit grimmer than you've set out throughout this whole film.
Well, there was two scenes like that were quite scary. There was that one, and then there was the girl in the restaurant, the little girl in the restaurant.
Oh, God, yeah, that was quite menacing, wasn't it?
And then the clown was at the window, had his little finger up saying, you know, come this way.
Yeah, come to me, little girl, in a really, really creepy-ass way. Yeah, that was so good. But yeah, I mean, I don't generally like clowns anyway. I find them creepy as hell.
Yeah.
How do you feel about clowns?
Clowns, it's funny, isn't it? As a kid, everyone adored clowns.
Yeah, like Ronald McDonald.
In the 80s, yeah. And they were creepy.
Oh,
everyone saw a clown and thought, oh, yeah, it's a fun little clown.
Yeah.
Now,
no.
Since probably It, maybe.
And John Wayne Gacy didn't do them much justice as well. No, completely. And Pennywise.
Yeah.
No, clowns are just a big no-no.
Yeah, most definitely.
But
it was corny, it was cheap, but I just loved it. It was good fun.
I just love the fact that they got killed by being shot in the nose. Who thought of that? How are we going to kill him off? Maybe the nose.
I sat there thinking, is it bad or is it meant to be bad?
It's meant to be bad.
I think it is meant to be bad, isn't it?
I think it's very tongue-in-cheek, isn't it?
And there was...
Yeah. Somebody just thought, do you know what? Let's have some frigging fun with this.
Yeah.
Let's do some alien things. Let's make them clowns from outer space. Fuck it.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they all sat in the drawing board and got drunk and wrote a script.
Definitely. And there was lines in it that absolutely 100% confirmed that it's a piss take.
Yeah.
There's a bit at the end where they're trying to escape and there's a door.
Oh,
and one
God,
of the guys
yeah.
opens the door and he goes, oh, it's another door. But it goes on for about 5 minutes. It's another door. But he's acting surprised every time.
I know, it's that was quite door. Funny. I mean, there's killer clowns after you. You don't have to keep telling them. Just bloody open them.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It was great.
So, so good.
I loved it.
So how are we scoring Killer Clowns?
How hard is it to score this film?
Very.
I'm so torn.
You can't say it's a 9, because it's not a 9.
It's not a masterpiece. It's not a great horror film, but it is great. It's so confusing.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's
I had
like
a lot of
Leprechaun.
Fun. I think it's better than Leprechaun.
It is better than Leprechaun, actually. Because I know deep in my heart that in a few months' time, I'm going to have a cabinet full of clown heads.
Hey, there's tons of merch, isn't there?
It's going to happen. I had a look at Mad About Horror site and they've got all the masks. And I'm like, right, yes. I want all those. I want the gun. Yeah, that you can get all sorts. And then I need a poster now.
Yeah. Well, photograph pretty soon, shouldn't we? There's rooms there.
Yeah.
Our box, our autograph box. Our little bam. Free signatures.
Horror box. Yeah, free signatures. That would do me. I'd be well happy with that.
It has to be the clowns, doesn't it? If it's free signatures.
Well, if it's not, I'm sending it back.
Yeah. I think the guys who wrote and directed it are brothers as well.
Oh, are they?
I think they played a lot of, yeah. So it could be them as well.
But they must have had so much fun making this film together.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take
imagine.
That. Most definitely. Right. So, yeah, how will we score it?
Oh, God. Don't know, Andrew.
Would you like me to go first?
Yeah, completely.
I'm going to be really, really generous because I enjoyed it. It's not the best, but I'm giving it an 8.
Whoa.
Because it's fun.
It is fun. It is
and
fun.
Horror is meant to be fun.
Well, I do actually have a figure written down, but I kind of wanted to gauge your reaction to it. But I have gone 7.6, yeah. Which I think is still really high.
It's well worth it.
It's brilliant. And if I want to watch it again. It was fun.
How good's the soundtrack? How good's that opening song?
Oh, my God. I've even written it down and I Googled it. It's by The Dickies.
Yes.
The Dickies. And I was like, that's going on my Spotify playlist straight away.
Already listened to it several times.
Amazing.
So good.
Yeah, so corny 80s. Oh, yeah. Please, if nobody's watched it out there, just watch it. It's great fun.
And it's only right that we end our year on that film.
I think that's the best film we could end the year on.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it. So we are going to have a little break for a bit.
We are.
Could be 2, 3, 4 weeks, but we'll keep in touch. We'll let everyone know when it's
coming
back.
We will be back, though, won't we? Better than ever.
Absolutely. We've got loads planned.
We really do.
Would you like to tell everyone what our 2 opening films are going to be?
So we've got plenty of time to get these watched. So lots and lots of notes, please, Andrew.
Of course.
Our new film is going to be Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City.
Fantastic. It's already started streaming. So
has it? Fantastic. Yeah. So just a little bit of a backdrop of this one. So we're going back to the good old days in Resident Evil. It's set in 1998. And it's the origin story exploring the secrets of the mysterious Spencer Mansion and the ill-fated Raccoon City.
Yes.
So I got really excited about this. However, just going to put something out there.
Oh, no.
It stars Kea Scodelario as Claire Ridfield. Oh, I'll tell you who she is. She's the girl in Crawl that I wanted to get eaten by the alligators.
Okay.
She's in it. So she better have stepped her game up.
You've put a downer on that one, haven't you?
Sorry, I really have, haven't I? But yeah.
But yeah, apparently, I mean, I've watched a few of the films now over the years, and they're just nothing like the video game, are they?
They're really not, are they?
But apparently this will take place in a police station, just like the original film.
You've got Claire Redfield, you've got Leon in it, you've got all the characters.
Wesker,
yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Chris Redfield.
Yes, looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be a banger.
And our classic.
So, are you ready for this one?
Absolutely.
I'm going to stay on the theme. I was like, zombies, let's have a bit of a zombie session while we're off.
Okay.
It's the one and only 2004 Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it had to be done.
Enough said.
I know, I could have been like, oh, it's, you know, Dawn of the Dead or anything, but no.
No.
Let's keep it.
That's fine.
Shaun of the Dead, it's a banger.
Love it.
So they are my 2 choices.
Love it, can't wait.
Can't wait, mate. Gonna be a good one.
Have a good Christmas and a new year.
Oh, you too.
And we'll see everyone in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will.
See you later.
See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.